We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hump day. This part of the show brought to you by your Bay Area Mazda dealers. We'll take caller number 9 right now, 800-400-3697. You'll win a pass for you and a guest to see The Glass Castle, starring Brie Larson, Woody Harrelson, and Naomi Watts. It's in Cinemark Century Theaters right now, and we're treating you to a night out at the movies. Caller number 9, 800-400-3697. The 2017 Mazda 3 named a Car and Driver 10 best 4 years in a row. A better driving experience is now within reach. Visit your Bay Area Mazda dealers today. I guess school's starting for a lot of people today. I see a few people up here on our text thing. Teacher doing the first day of school, someone getting their kid into kindergarten and preschool. Like, their kids are, I guess, off, and that's it. She's freaking out. So they're all asking for shots, Bryn.
Ta.
Woo! Oh, yeah. Education! End of summer! So there you go. I hope that sends you off into your... into your day in a wonderful way. Shots for school. Woohoo! The guy who drew Taylor Swift, the courtroom sketch artist, he's getting a lot of credit. I mean, I have to say, I don't think this is that bad of a picture, but I guess the internet's kind of going off on it. It does actually kind of look like her. The hands look a little stiff, and she's talking on the stand. The guy's name is Jeff Candybaugh.
Yeah.
And he was interviewed by a local news station in Denver, and he said it's not easy doing these. He actually went home and practiced her for days before he knew he was going to draw her. He said, a person like Taylor Swift, who's very pretty and has perfectly proportioned dimensions in the face, it's actually much harder to sketch. Everybody's got little idiosyncrasies about them that you want to pick up on. It's hard. Some people are just much easier to draw than others. If you give me someone with a beard and glasses, bingo, I got it.
Well, yeah, because you just scribble all their facial hair in.
I got to say, I think that's... I don't know why people are freaking out about it, I guess.
What is the problem? Is he being mean to her?
No, they say that it's a terrible drawing of her.
You think the guy wants to be a bad artist? what a mean thing to do. I mean, the guy probably had hopes and dreams of being a painter or some famous comic strip guy, and he's a courtroom guy catching crap for being bad at it.
Jeez. He's making money doing what he does.
God.
Probably not getting paid much.
Is this the Night Stalker?
No.
Who is this?
We talked about that during the Tom Brady trial. It's the Tom Brady,
Tom Brady
sketch artist. I mean, that is a bad sketch artist rendering.
That's a different artist, though.
Oh, totally different artist. Yeah. The guy looks like Frankenstein's ugly twin.
he looks like Richard Ramirez, the Night Stalker.
Yeah, it's not good. Meanwhile, the butt-groping former DJ David Mueller was interviewed on Good Morning America yesterday. He insisted he never did anything wrong. He basically called Taylor a liar and said, I can pass a polygraph. He also said he didn't want any money, despite asking for $3 million in damages. All he wants is a note from Taylor and her camp saying there was a misunderstanding so he could show potential employers that he isn't a scumbag.
Aww.
He says he plans to fight back. He may file an appeal. Good Morning America pointed out that an appeal would probably be very expensive, especially since his chance of winning seemed to be very small. So there you go. He's doomed. I don't know. Let a little time go by. He'll figure it out.
He should go on Good Morning America and do some live sketching of those folks. You'll see. It's not so bad.
Oh, you mean the sketch artist guy?
Oh, I thought that's who
No, we're talking about
oh, no,
the
that,
DJ
that was the
now.
Actual
the
DJ.
DJ. Oh,
the
sorry,
DJ
sorry.
Trying to rehab himself.
Oh, forget that guy.
Yeah.
He's over. I've been wondering what he's doing for work.
Well, that's
for the last.
That's it.
That's
probably
his problem.
Probably nothing.
Right. I'm sure he's been planning out his victory in court that didn't happen. The mess in
Charlotte. It's all fun and games till you're blackballed, huh? What's his name?
Yeah. David Mueller.
David Mueller.
Yeah.
Bogus.
The Charlottesville, Virginia incident over the weekend, murder over the weekend. It became even a bigger thing yesterday, just a day after he finally said, you know,
he being our president,
he being that guy that pretends he's our president. He like took back his criticism of the KKK, Nazis, and white supremacists. I mean, he basically, he, I don't know if you saw any of this, but he was just going off. I mean, it was like embarrassing and horrifying to watch.
I didn't.
He basically said there were very fine people on both sides, and he started saying, you know, why we'll tear down the statues of everyone who ever owned slaves, and he suggested that the people protesting the bigotry were just as much to blame for the violence. It was awful.
Well, you know who makes an argument for that in today's paper, and this guy has been on our show. I've mentioned him before when the ghost ship fire happened. He talked a lot about how artists need spaces, and I kind of didn't disagree in that people should have a place. Art has a place in this world.
Sure.
I love art. I believe artists should be watered and nurtured and given. But I also think that, you know, you're in a big city, you just can't have free housing.
Right.
And you also can't turn some space into this makeshift.
Right. There's codes for a
reason. Soon to be fire hazard, you know? So this guy, Otis R. Taylor Jr., actually mentions what would happen if counter-protesters didn't show up to the white nationalist rallies planned in San Francisco and Berkeley later this month. What he mentioned specifically is the white nationalists who showed up for the Ann Coulter speech at Berkeley, which was canceled. And there's even pictures of it. They're alone there taking selfies of themselves. No one else showed up. And they didn't make the news because they had no one to argue with. And they went home. And that's the story. And it's this dude, and it's the Bay Area section of today's Chronicle.
So he's saying just don't show?
Well, I don't necessarily think he's trying to support or...
No, but he's
making a point.
If they hadn't, they wouldn't have been driven over. I can see his point.
With nobody to fight, those bats and neat helmets they've made for themselves, they would only be taking pictures of themselves. So
he's not wrong, but people need to feel like they need to counter-protest things that bother them. I wish that everything on Earth was peaceful, and it clearly isn't.
He says it here. They were left standing around posing for selfies and talking about the custom paint jobs on their armor. The most heated debate was about where to eat lunch. And that was the day that Ann Coulter was supposed to speak, and it was canceled. They had no one to fight.
LeBron James says, hate has always existed in America. Yes, we know that, but Donald Trump just made it fashionable again. Statues has nothing to do with us now. Jimmy Kimmel went off on his show. Rosie O'Donnell, who has famously had a war with Trump for years, basically, she summed it all up. F you, Donald Trump. Hashtag impeach Trump now. J.K. Rowling said, one good thing about that abomination of a speech, it's now impossible for any Trump supporter to pretend they don't know what he is. The guy who plays Dinesh on Silicon Valley.
Oh, love him.
Kumail Nanjiani.
Yeah, that movie Sick. The Big Sick. Yeah.
He said, if you think this will hurt him politically, you're naive. This helps him with his base. This helps him with his people. Of course it does. The Daily Show, I guess Trevor Noah, I haven't watched last night's. Today is the day Donald Trump became president of the Confederacy. Norman Lear said, I fought Nazis in World War II. They aren't very fine people. John Legend, one of the most transparent lies Trump told today is that he likes to wait for the facts before he makes a statement. Ha 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 ha. Ellen DeGeneres, when it comes to love, kindness, acceptance, and progress, I believe there is only one side. Green Day have a song called Troubled Times, and it looks like they put out their video and actually managed to get some of the images from Saturday into it. The clip opens with Billy Joe wearing headphones, singing the track while recording himself on a phone. And then there's a rapidly shifting montage of chaos and strife, scenes of domestic violence, car crashes, workers in sweatshops, fleeing refugees, war zones, environmental decay. It includes footage of Trump's speech to police officers where he seemed to condone brutality. And then they managed to get some shots in for the recent clashes on Saturday in Charlottesville. It's actually a pretty simple video. His face is in the middle, and there's four quarters of the screen that are all showing horrible images. So where did you find that? Can people just grab that easily?
I was on Rolling Stone.
Okay. Michael Moore and Mark Ruffalo led a protest outside Trump Tower in New York last night. There were actually, I think I saw Olivia Wilde in some of the shots and just, you know.
Star-studded event.
Yeah. Arnold Schwarzenegger was inspired by the incident in Charlottesville to donate $100,000 to an anti-hate group. He announced his contribution to the Simon Wiesenthal Center in a Facebook post on Sunday. While these so-called white nationalists are lucky to live in a country that defends their right to voice their awful, incorrect, hateful opinions, the rest of us must use our voices and resources to condemn hate and teach tolerance at every opportunity. And actually, he wrote quite a long post on that. Barack Obama's tweet in the aftermath is now the most liked in the history of Twitter.
Mm. What did he say?
He quoted Nelson Mandela. And it's, you know, so it's more than 140 characters, so I think it's split into three here. No one is born hating another person because of the color of his skin or his background or his religion. People must learn to hate, and if they can learn to hate, they can be taught to love. For love comes more naturally to the human heart than its opposite.
Nelson
Mandela.
I know two dudes in my life who were racist at different times. One of them I worked with, and one of them I was young, school age. It's clear they learned that from people they were raised by. Mm-hmm. So it's not as easy to relearn love when the people they've learned it from are the people they love most.
Right.
That is tough to turn around.
The most depressing part of it.
When your mom and dad have taught you to hate, I don't know that there's any hope there. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong, but it seems like a toughie.
Some people escape the chains of their childhood. Others, nope. The post set a record at about 7:07 last night when it topped 2.7 million likes. I don't know. That actually seems low for the record for likes on Twitter. But I'm sure it'll continue to get likes. But he posted it, I believe, on Sunday. Was Sunday the 12th? It was. It was Saturday. It must have been right after.
Yeah, it was Saturday.
Okay.
It's been forever since I was on Twitter. And I actually got rid of my Twitter. I mean, deleted it or whatever. Mm-hmm. Is likes a thing? Is that a new thing, getting likes on Twitter?
I've never been on Twitter before.
I think that that's like the whole thing about it, that you would, you know, you'd like it.
I thought you followed someone, so you got their news mm-hmm. or their storyline into your feed, but I didn't know that you would.
Well,
or
I think
you
it's,
could
is
retweet
it.
I'm
right. saying, yeah, it is likes.
Yeah, so you acknowledge that you
All right.
agree. And, of course, one guy who was happy with what President Trump had to say was former KKK leader David Duke. He was thrilled. So great news. Let's talk about something completely different. You know what? I'll give you a choice. Movies or Siamese twins?
Movies.
All right. MoviePass is a service that's been around for a few years now. You pay a monthly flat rate, and then you get to go see as many movies in the theater as you want. I have never heard of this thing.
Chris owns it. Chris Kelly is the main investor
oh
in that.
Oh, my God.
It's what? His thing.
Totally, what is it called?
MoviePass.
And it's like $50 a month. Or it was $50 a month.
Oh, I kind of remember him when we went to lunch.
Yeah, he talked about it to us. Yeah,
that's
it was right when he invested in it. Yeah. By the way, he's reopening that restaurant, so we got to go again.
Oh, really? Okay, I love that food.
Anyway, MoviePass, which apparently Hooman is part owner of. Yeah, it's a service that's been around. So you pay $50 a month and you get to go see as many movies as you want. And yesterday it slashed its monthly cost from $50 to $10.
Yep.
For a minute or for good?
For good.
For good. But now all the theaters are super pissed. It basically, so for the price of what amounts to one ticket, you can see as many movies as you want. The catches are you can only go to one movie per day. It doesn't include premium theaters like IMAX or 3D. And not every theater accepts MoviePass, although the company says 91% of them do.
Yeah.
Well, that will change, right? Won't they sever ties if they feel like they're
AMC
getting ripped off?
AMC is pissed.
Yeah.
And, well, here's the thing. They're not getting ripped off. no matter how many movies you go to see, MoviePass pays the theater the full price of the movie ticket and makes money back on, apparently they do concessions deals.
Yeah.
So there'll be like some special running or, you know, whatever it is. They find a way to make that money back and pay back. So yesterday when they really reduced it to $10, the site was slammed. I guess it was down for quite a while even because everyone was like, oh my God, for $10, basically, I get to see all the movies I want. So AMC is threatening to block MoviePass over the price cut. They are accepting it right now, and they do get full price of the ticket. But AMC says that the $10 thing is unsustainably cheap, and it'll make customers devalue the movie-going experience. In other words, they think it'll fall apart, and then people will be even more angry about paying $10 to $20 to go see
a
movie.
Well, look at what it did. Look at what free music did to the music business. I know this isn't free, but that talking about devalued, kids today will not pay for music.
Nope.
They won't do it. I got that for free. I'll go to YouTube. Boom. It's mine.
Right.
I don't know. I mean, look, it's August. All the movies, for the most part, are terrible. You know, something like this will encourage people. And the competition for your eyes and your time is so much more than it's ever been with Netflix and HBO and Hulu and Amazon Prime.
Well, you're not wrong. I don't want to leave the house.
No. But, oh, my God.
I wasn't arguing. I don't have any. I don't know their whole business plan. I can't get for or against. What
movie
is it? Movie Pass.
Right.
But I do think that doing discounted stuff like that, especially long term, will get people used to it.
Yep.
And there's no doubt it devalues. People go, I don't pay that for that.
No.
I'm not doing that.
I pay $10 and I go see a movie every day. I guess I can't go to AMC theaters anymore.
Well, and then you find them going, oh, I'll just. There's such a market for these bootlegged films.
Mm-hmm.
That's it's there's a market for
it. Business.
And so, when you hear people who say, "Yeah, I saw that movie," how?
Right.
Well, I got.
I have a little box,
a
and
fire
a
stick,
device,
or
right.
whatever thing they got that they get right. these movies on. I've even heard. I had someone I know say, "Yeah, I watched that movie," and I was like, "How in the hell?" Well, so it was someone who filmed it. So you could, it was a little mm-hmm. jumpy, but they watched a movie that someone filmed on their phone.
And apparently that's not an isolated incident. Like people are
like,
doing that.
That's right. So dumb. I had nothing better to do and there it was. Okay.
Yeah. You're watching it through someone else's eyes and phone. all right. So there's, I don't know what will happen with that, but man, I was glad to learn about MoviePass. I had no idea.
One year ago, he had a big dinner at his house for MoviePass, and there was the president of AMC and the vice president of AMC, and I was just like, oh, look at this. Now they're all upset.
Wait a minute. You're telling me you had dinner with the presidents
yes.
of these movie theaters, and we can't see Olive yet?
I know. I knew you were going to come back to that.
Well, how could I not?
Well, you could.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This part of the show brought to you by your Bay Area Mazda dealers.
Hey, everyone. Yesterday, we had a wonderful representative in from JetBlue because they have an incredible website called Soar with Reading. And there's a competition between four cities, New York, Boston, San Francisco, and L.A. And whoever gets the most votes will win 100,000 books for their city. Yesterday, when we started, we were at 3%, dead last out of the four cities. Today, we are at 24%, which means we are basically 7% behind New York, and we are 12% behind Boston.
So Boston and New York still lead. What is L.A. at?
L.A.'s at 8. San Francisco's at 24. New York is at 31, and Boston's at 36.
Let's try and win these books.
I'm some of that. I went on there. It's posted on Facebook, and I saw it and went, oh, I got a minute.
Uh-huh. And it's you can actually vote more than once, too, so it's
well,
you
got to do the
I am not a robot thing.
Click on all the roads. Click on all the signs.
So if you go to the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page, I just reposted the link. Also, it's still on our Instagram, so if you go to the Al973 Instagram, but it's soarwithreading.com.
The 27th. Yeah, please do. Please go and vote. Let's win these 100,000 books. The 2017 Mazda 3, named a Car and Driver 10 Best 4 years in a row, a better driving experience, is now within reach. Visit your Bay Area Mazda dealers today.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by All Natural Stone and Burlingame, San Jose, and Dublin. Here's what's happening. I wanted to do this story real quick from the Bay Area section of today's Chronicle. It's about the water fountain over at the Embarcadero, which has been turned off since 2014. Mm. They just fired it back up.
Oh, did they? I love that fountain. That's Justin.
You love
Herman,
it?
Justin Herman yeah. Plaza. It's like all these weird sort of wormy tubes, but they're squares. Yeah, it's cool.
Wow, I'm surprised you remember that.
I walk through there often.
You do?
Yeah, you know, once in a while. We go down there. We've been there a few. We go to the Embarcadero Center just to, I haven't been recently, but there's like a 3-story, 4-block mall. It's kind of cool. Mm. And it reminds me of our early days at
right.
the Alice.
Yeah. I don't know if I'm saying this right. Valencourt Fountain came back to life this week. They say it wasn't a pretty sight. Rusty water.
Oh,
and,
I'll bet it was
more.
Gross, right?
All the pigeon poop.
Ugh.
But it's one of those interesting realities that we face. And I wanted to do it, too, because I have. So we were sort of looking at some houses. I don't know what's going to happen. But a lot of homes here in California have fountains.
Yeah.
They spend good money and build these elaborate fountains in the backyard. And in drought times, I just don't know what they're thinking. I don't get it. And we're always going to have drought times.
Right.
Okay, so that's my opinion. Who cares about me, right? I just think that, and that's my thought. And so we're talking to, this is Party, the Mrs. Dad, and his girlfriend.
Marty the Party.
We're just chatting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I was saying, oh, we looked at these houses. I don't know what people are thinking with their fountains, man. We're a drought state. It's so stupid. And hot tubs, my God. I mean, we looked at one. I'm like, well, that's got to go. Not that we bought it or even...
But you wouldn't keep a hot tub?
And there's his girlfriend who goes, I have 3 fountains and a hot tub. And I'm like, no. Oh, why I got to talk?
Right.
Damn it. And she's like, but they're so soothing. And all right, I get it. Look, you know what? I don't live at your house. Do what you want. It yeah. seems to me, and especially in public spaces, like the fountains need to go. That's just my opinion.
Well, Sarah has a pond.
I have a pond.
Okay.
Yeah.
I
love it.
I don't live at your house and you can do what you
well,
want.
Well, here's the thing about it. It's like, you know, should people also not have pools? I mean, it's the same amount of evaporation.
Shouldn't. No, I agree. I wouldn't want a pool either. I think that it's...
I just think about the upkeep. Oh, my goodness.
The upkeep
I know. The
is,
maintenance yeah. is yeah. no joke. But yeah. it's, you know, once you... Yes, it's a lot to fill it and you're not going to fill it in a drought year. But once it's full, it's full.
Is your pond water just recycled water? That keeps going through?
Yes. Mm-hmm. So you fill it once, and it's like it's got a filter, and just it courses it through, cleans the water.
Right. Anyway, I don't know why they would keep this thing running. I guess because they've already gone through the expense of building it,
yeah,
and
it's
there. So we'll see if that stays or not. They did say, though, that it was pretty ugly upon the firing it up.
Oh, I'll bet all the just years of gross dirt accumulating
and
in there.
And people, you know, using it as a
bathroom?
Toilet, yeah. No.
They did say here, though, that a lot of people were excited by it. And they were there to watch the thing be turned back on and enjoyed seeing it back to life. So funny. There's the other side to it. Some people like that.
There's also down at Levi Plaza, not the one on the... If you're going this way, you know how there's the big one on the left side. But there's this really cool one that's a total dry bed that I wish they would turn back on because it's so pretty.
Along the Embarcadero?
Yeah, right. It's right on the, I guess, is that the north side? North.
I skateboard by there all the time, really?
Yes, yeah, it's beautiful, Vinny. It's gorgeous.
North east side, yeah. Yeah.
I guess I'm busy trying not to get hit by cars.
That could be it.
At that point. So we did a story about Costco the other day about the chicken salad.
Yes.
That was bad news for them. Here's another one.
Uh-oh.
And I'm a Costco fan,
Me
by the way.
Too.
I'm not just I'm not coming after them.
I have
them
no problem with it.
They make the news again. A federal judge has ordered Costco to pay Tiffany more than $19 million for selling generic diamond rings that were marketed using Tiffany's name.
I heard about this. So were they saying Tiffany style, or were they saying this is a Tiffany ring?
I can't believe anyone would think it's a Tiffany.
Yeah,
from
you're at Costco.
No offense.
You know,
no offense.
No offense. It's
well,
Tiffany.
Both
man.
Ends of the spectrum. You know what was so funny on the Bachelor, on the Bachelorette?
I saw a couple minutes. Was that last night?
I didn't watch the finale. I think it was two nights. I'm not sure. I think it was
last night. I think it was Bachelor in Paradise. No.
Yeah, Bachelor in Paradise.
Is that what that was?
Debuted. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I don't want to sidetrack you. Go ahead.
So they open up the ring box, and it was a Costco box. And it's usually Neil Lane or whatever. I was like, oh, man, what did their budget go down? Or Costco pay through the nose for that? They do have, I mean, I look at the jewelry at Costco. Not that I'm ever going to buy any jewelry.
Yeah,
but
I've walked by like,
it. Wow, you of all people. You don't even wear.
I love looking at those sparkly things and seeing what those. I love the styles of rings and stuff. I'll go look. But, I mean, I definitely, listen, no offense, Costco. But that's not where your girlfriend wants to say she got her ring from. Tell her you got it from somewhere else or put it in another box because I don't...
But if there's a problem, don't lie about where you got your ring. If it's from Costco, that's fine.
Yeah, I guess.
Because you got the warranty. You're going to have to insure that baby.
Right.
Something goes wrong.
But they opened up the box and it said Costco inside. I went, oh, that takes it down a notch.
Yikes. Well, we do have those prejudices, don't we?
We do, absolutely.
The 2013 lawsuit said that Tiffany has never sold, nor would it ever sell, fine jewelry through an off-price warehouse retailer like Costco.
They have also, a reputation to uphold.
In the lawsuit, they've been prohibited, Costco has, from using the term Tiffany to market its products ever again. I guess they felt like, as I read this story a little bit the other day, that they didn't say Tiffany and Co., which is the name of the company.
Oh, so they could say, like, this is
Tiffany style?
Tiffany style ring.
And actually, as I forget where I read this, but it was, I guess Tiffany goes back to some Audrey Hepburn movie where she's looking through
Breakfast
the
window. Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
But I guess they've been sort of famous forever.
Yeah, well,
Tiffany
they,
has.
Right, they're like a high-end jeweler, and they have the
blue box,
special box,
right.
And it's, you know, it's ribbon. Supposed to be a big deal if you get something from Tiffany and Co.
So last night, I caught right before bed, I caught a few minutes of whatever Bachelor show I was watching, and one of the ladies was getting married.
Oh,
yeah, I read that yesterday. I thought that was weird that they're getting married on Bachelor in Paradise.
I think that some people have met on that show and wound up married. I'm not sure.
It was a
star-studded
event.
Point.
If you know that show,
because
right. They were saying
former competitors.
This person's here, and this you right. Know this person from this season, and this couple's here.
They actually, and I have a story about it. I think it's coming up here. They addressed the DeMario Jackson Corinne Olympios thing, and apparently showed some of the footage.
Oh,
so obviously they don't get into all the gory stuff. But and then they were talking, you know,
yeah,
they had, like,
there was,
they had like a sit down town meeting about it with the other contestants. Like, what do you think about this? And
there was Kissing Australia, we heard, in the story we heard. Mm.
They say DeMario Jackson comes out looking a lot better after you see the footage and after you see the show. He was saying he feels vindicated, that he was even thinking about suicide. He was so bummed out about this whole thing. And
well, yeah, he was labeled a rapist,
right.
And he
she was yelling that she was a victim, and
there's his mom. Like, what are you doing?
Right.
So I could see why he'd be super bummed. Well, anyway, I just thought it was so funny watching that show. As like every person they turned the camera on, like the girl specifically goes, "I can't wait to live the rest of my life with this guy." And I thought, you're there. You're already just. What are you doing? What is the forever? You're already living with the guy, aren't you? Or
I don't know. Don't ask me.
Okay.
I can't wait to live my whole life and then die.
Yeah, I don't. I just thought, okay, you're doing a TV show and somebody likes this.
Yep. Someone must. I don't know who, because I find, and I don't mind The Bachelor and The Bachelorette. I'll watch that. But that Bachelor in Paradise, there's no point to it. It's stupid. There's no redeeming value in it at all. Not that there is in The Bachelor and The Bachelorette, but I'm just like, I watched, I think, one or two episodes when Chad was on, and I was like, So this is just really someone's vacation footage, like Slut's vacation footage?
It was awful, yeah. I really, as I watched it, for a minute I watched and the whole forever thing, and I kept going, you all are ridiculous.
Yeah.
I got up and I was getting ready to walk away and I picked my butt real quick, you know, because your shorts go up your butt or whatever, and I'm like, ugh. I'm watching still and I'm like, I can't.
There's nothing there. There's nothing there on that show.
Click.
Yeah. Anything but this.
I could see why you want to be there for your family if they're experiencing that, but why you want to watch random dummies?
People love it.
All right.
I guess. I mean, it's still on, so people must love it.
Yeah, must get ratings.
Okay. You think it does?
I don't know.
All right.
Someone says people are saying they met on Bachelor in Paradise last season.
Oh, and now they're getting married, so they came back to tell everyone the good news?
Yeah. Oh, that was what I was watching.
I guess. I don't know.
Okay, well, she can't wait to live the rest of her life with him.
Right.
Cannot wait.
It's great. That's
the way. When the cameras turn off and the dust settles on that one.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Did you say the cameras are going to turn off?
Crickets.
When is that going to happen?
Crickets.
I don't like that. I can't wait for that. Other stuff I can't wait for.
Do I have more time? How am I looking?
You look okay.
All right. One more thing. How about a fast fact? The top casting choices for Speed.
The Keanu Reeves, Sandra Bullock movie?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Were originally Stephen Baldwin and Ellen DeGeneres.
What?
That's so funny. It might have worked. It's so hard to tell.
Why did we already know these other... Why did Stephen Baldwin say no? Ridiculous.
His career was on fire.
Those other Baldwins can't get any. You know who? Alec can't stop working. He's got nothing but, and they can't get hired for anything. Yeah.
You know who the top casting choice for The Matrix was? I mean, since we're talking about Keanu Reeves, was Will Smith. And he read the script and he goes, this doesn't make sense to me.
Oh, my God.
Oh, and really?
That makes sense to anyone.
Yeah. Wow.
Mm. All right.
Am I done?
Oh, okay. Go ahead. You're done now.
That was one thing, Vinny, your fast fact.
We're going to take a quick break and we'll come back with the Hot 100.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.